The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Here you go. This elixir will give you twice the muscle building as steroids and without any of the pesky side effects. So no shrinky-dink, you dig? And it won't come up on a drug test. Oh, you have to throw the game against the Reds. I don't care how you lose, just lose by exactly 2. Ghost Orchid Potion. Well, squeeze my lemons and spritz my perfume. That's a powerful hallucinogen. Undetectable. Also makes the subject highly suggestible, so you'd better know what you're doing. Do you know what you're doing?
Do you have it or not?
Oh, no need to get snippy. I do have it. But what do you have for me?
An authentic animation cell from Gargoyles, featuring Puck.
Ooh, a worthy trade. A love potion. Sorry, no can do. No Cupid, no love potion. Can I interest you in a lust potion, though? All the sex, none of the pesky feelings. There you go, fire lily poison. Remember, it's quite lethal. No, wait, it works on contact, you... Dumbass. Well, shit. Probably should have asked for payment up front.
Robin Goodfellow. It's just business as usual for him. You wouldn't know just by looking at him that he's so recently shattered worlds. Eventually, though, he'll get what's coming to him.
Baden Writers Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Alexander Chilton, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Episode 17, For He's a Jolly. Written by Chris Burnside, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside. Also starring Jacob Anderson, Danielle Gunther, and Emily Kallenberg.
Alfie, what's wrong?
What happened? McKenna, where did you go?
Where's Riley?
She was my friend. She selflessly gave me the Netflix and asked for nothing in return. We will avenge her.
Oh my God. How horrible. Are you okay, McKenna? Is Alfie okay? Where is he now? He shouldn't be alone.
Why would he do that to her? She wasn't even a threat to him. Did he just want to hurt us?
Thomas, what's wrong? Did something happen to McKenna? Send Riley to get me. I'm drawing a circle now. Thomas?
I'm going to kill him. He has no idea what hell he's unleashed. We will rain down on him a fury he can't even imagine.
We always say how dangerous it is to fight the Hidden People, but we've never felt it before. This is too much.
I don't really feel like talking right now.
They're only going to keep doing this. So many more people are going to die if we can't stop them. And we will. But Goodfellow is first.
Alfie, I'm so sorry.
I know, Thomas. I see the muffins.
Are you sure you're up for being here?
I'm not going to miss this meeting.
But it's fine
if you... He needs this. We are here to discuss retaliation. He must be a part of it. We don't know what we're discussing yet.
If it doesn't involve hunting down and killing Robin Goodfellow, then I'm in the wrong meeting.
I'm just saying that anything is on the table. We can't...
No, nothing is on the table. The table is empty. The only thing I want on the table is Robin Goodfellow's head. And this is why we are here. You know this. Do not pretend that you do not know.
This isn't a meeting to pass judgment. It's not a trial because we don't have Robin. We can sit here and argue about what to do with him, but it doesn't really matter if we don't have him in our custody. Kill him, spare him, those are just words right now.
We'll make killing him reality soon enough.
No.
You don't want to kill him?
I mean, we can't just say we'll kill him and then kill him. It's not that easy. Thomas is right. Until we have at least a plan to get him, it doesn't really matter what we decide right now.
Plan is a shove my sword through his face.
Okay, but that isn't a plan. We can't just walk up to him and kill him. That has to be what he wants. For us to be so distraught that we screw up. Why else would he do what he did?
Nissa's right. We need a plan for getting to him first. Once we have him, we can decide what to do with him.
Have him? What do you plan to do? Lock him up?
It worked on Cygnus. Sort of.
Cygnus wasn't a fraction as clever. Cygnus didn't have magic.
No, but McKenna does, and she was locked up in Arcadia.
In a cell infused with iron.
Exactly. And Sam has a big basement with a metal shop in it. If I can get some help, I can make a cage to hold him, one he wouldn't be able to magic his way out of.
McKenna and I can't help you with that.
I can.
Me too.
I can help Alfie. You don't need to.
If I'm working, I'm not thinking. And I don't want to think, okay?
Of course. The four of us can work on it together.
Good. Now we just need a way to get him into it.
He's a trickster, and a smart one. You won't fool him, and we can't overpower him.
I would not doubt McKenna after what I have seen her do.
Well, you didn't see her fight the Magister. She couldn't beat him. Robin Goodfellow is beyond her, too.
Maybe if we all work together? Or if you use the axe you used to fight Morgan?
No, Shaylee's right. We need to be realistic about this. I can't beat him in a fight, not one-on-one. If everyone helped, maybe. But I'm not putting everyone else in danger. Not again. And the axe was specific to Morgan. It wasn't a one-size-kills-all thing. Then we exploit his weakness. No foe, no matter how beyond us, is unbeatable. No one is without weakness.
Iron? That's why we're building a cage.
No. Your greatest weakness is your biggest strength, taken to an extreme.
So what's Robin's biggest strength? What gives him identity?
As I said, he's a trickster.
Okay, so he's the sneakiest and cleverest fuck there is. So push that too far. Where does that get us?
He's so sneaky and clever that he would never think someone could out-trick him.
So you're saying we try to trick him, which is the thing he's best at. And it will work because it's the thing he's best at? That seems like a bad idea. We exploit his confidence. He doesn't think that he can ever be tricked, so we need to trick him into thinking we're trying to trick him.
and that he's too tricky to be tricked.
But what does that look like? A trick in plain sight? Something so obvious that he doesn't suspect it?
I don't know. Maybe?
I can't sit here anymore. Thomas, can we go pound on some metal?
Of course. Come on.
We'll figure this out, Alfie. We will.
Sure.
Days later, and Robin is still casually conducting his business.
I'm closed for the day. Just ran out of whatever the fuck it is you came looking for.
I sincerely doubt that.
McKenna Thorne. I'd say I'm surprised, but you are all so very predictable.
Yep, you really have my number, don't you?
Why are you here? To fight? Looking to join your friend?
You can't kill me. At least not without Vodon's permission. And since he didn't kill me, and he wouldn't let Morgan kill me, I'm pretty sure he won't let you kill me either.
If you think the worst thing I can do is kill you, then this is going to be a very educational fight.
I'm not here to fight.
Well, tighten my belt and upholster my furniture. This is a surprise. Tell Robin what it is you want then, but make it fast. I have Red's tickets.
This battle has gone on long enough. We don't want any more casualties. We'd like to broker a truce with Vodon.
A truce? Through me?
That's right. We're done fighting and losing. I assume some of you are living through the Wild Hunt, or else you wouldn't be helping him. So we're throwing in. Get us through it too, and we'll help.
Huh. You know, I am genuinely flabbergasted. I did not see this coming. Bravo, McKenna, bravo. You even surprised old Robin. I mean, this is the most shocking, surprisingly obvious trap I have ever heard about.
It's not a trap.
Sure.
No tricks.
Uh-huh, right.
You might not think much of me, but you have to know I'm not an idiot. Would I really be dumb enough to think I could trick you? Of all people.
Which is exactly something a trickster would say, though I suppose there's a small difference between you and pure stupidity.
I came to you because you're the deal guy. End of the day, I know that if we make a deal, it's binding. Can't say I trust any of the other old ones that far.
So, you want to deal?
I know you can't resist a juicy contract like this one.
Does it have to be tonight, though? Red's tickets, McKenna, just behind the dugout.
Won't take long. Come on, Robin. You want to bargain, don't you? You need to bargain.
Why must you do this today? All right. You know me. Can't turn down such a sweet little offer. You'll have your meeting.
The address.
Your town, but not your house?
Of course you would know my address. Yeah, it's a friend's house. She's not using it right now. We'll be there all day, so you can still make it to your game.
And should I bring backup?
I don't think the six of us equal one of you, but do whatever makes you feel safe.
The whole is often greater than the sum of its parts. Despite forming a team of their own, Vodon and the Old Ones cannot seem to understand that.
He's here.
He rang the doorbell?
Get ready.
Hello? I'm here for the super secret meeting that is definitely not a trap.
Come in. We're at the table.
Cherries?
We know they're your favorite. We studied.
His ability to be polite, even in the face of such horror, is something I've always admired.
Mm.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Did you just eat the pits?
There's bread and milk, too. Just as you prefer. I baked it fresh.
Thomas Thorne. We haven't been properly introduced. The esteemed Robin Goodfellow, Esquire.
You're a lawyer, too?
Well, when you fuck with the letter of the law as much as I do, you might as well be. Where are the others?
They weren't exactly in the mood to visit with you. Not after what you did. They're still on the Avenge Riley bus.
Pity. Alfred and I didn't get to spend enough time together the other day. Oh well, I have a ball game soon, so let's move this along, shall we?
Don't you want something to drink? I put out the whole milk, but we also have 2%.
Oh, bless your hearts. You're trying so hard to keep up the charade of this parlay, and your research knowing my favorite things. You realize those stories are from centuries ago, right? You think I still prefer milk and bread when I could have hard seltzer and Cadbury mini eggs? It's Easter candy season, you know.
We just thought...
What? That I would just drink something you put in front of me? Ah, yes. Whole milk and the lovely scent of lorazepam. Oh? What's that? More than a hint of ferrous sulfate? Ah. And, of course, the telltale scent of McKenna's magic trying to mask it all. Fools.
McKenna?
What are you looking at, McKenna? Something behind me? Hello, Shaylee.
Die, you bastard!
Be careful!
Well, would you look at that? Seems I'm fast enough to fight both of you with one hand literally behind my back.
You'll pay for what you did.
Oh, that one almost got me, McKenna. Better watch it with that scythe. It's pointy. And those wide swings. You wouldn't want me to just... duck.
Oh, no. Shape. McKenna, you got my... No!
Oops. Butterfingers, McKenna. Butterfingers.
Nyssa, Thomas, get her leaves. On it.
Be sure not to miss any now. Wouldn't want her to come back without a finger. I bet McKenna likes all her parts.
You are the deadest person I have ever met.
McKenna, get down.
Alfie, what are you doing?
I'm finishing our unfinished business.
Alfie, stay back. Don't get too...
Oh, shit. Do you see what you made me do? Shit, 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 shit!
Get away from him!
I'm calling 911.
Alfie?
McKenna...
Damn it! Do something!
What do you care?
He cannot die, don't you understand? I've already failed Vodon so many times. This would ruin everything. Do you have bandages?
You stabbed him in the chest. How will bandages help?
Just get out of here. Go! Alfie, stay with us. Paramedics are coming.
No, give me a circle. I'll step him right into the ER.
We have one downstairs. Come on.
I didn't mean to stab him.
Do you really think we care what you meant to do? When we see each other next, this ends. Only one of us walks away.
He was shooting me! It's really his own fault.
Tell that to Vodon before he kills you.
No, this is very, very bad for Robin Goodfellow. I never meant to kill any of them. Shaylee dying, that was McKenna's fault. And Alfred, he was shooting at me. I earned buckshot. You see how I'm injured, don't you? I was just defending myself. It was never my intention to stab him. I just wanted to graze him, but... the injuries, they caused my strike to waver, turned graze to impale. You'll see that, won't you? Of course you will. My great Lord Vodon, you're a very reasonable and benevolent deity. Fuck, he's going to kill me.
Janice loves Tilda's new hat. It's very stylish. Oh, and Preston looking so dapper in Preston's new suit. Everyone is dressed so nicely for the tea party. Ainsley, bring the biscuits to the table. It's not a proper party without chocolate biscuits. Okay, now, join hands. We must say grace. Father Vodon, who dwells under the mountain, bring great fortune to your faithful and strike down the non-believers. Thank you for your trust, your strength, for chocolate biscuits, and for no more Morgan. Amen. Say amen, Winston. Black Annis does not tolerate Winston's acting out. This atheism is just a phase.
Black Annis?
Oh, the puck interrupts Black Annis's tea party. Black Annis has no more chocolate biscuits for this one. The puck only gets the plain ones.
Black Annis, have you seen Vodon?
Black Annis has not. Vodon gave Black Annis leave to celebrate. Black Annis is having a tea party.
Yes, I see. Nice hat, Tilda.
Thank you.
Huh. I always knew they could talk.
Tilda only speaks to those Tilda trusts. Tilda must think the puck worthy.
Yes, well, normally I would be very excited about this. However, just now I'm in a bit of a pickle. I need to make a restorative elixir.
The puck works with drugs. Black Annis just says no.
Yes, I do understand that. You see, I need the powerful healing magic right now. Something that can bring someone back from the brink of death.
Who's dying?
Not the point.
If the elixir fails, can Black Annis have the dying one?
He isn't particularly young or juicy.
Meh. Black Annis is not picky.
Fine, yes. If it fails, which it will not.
What does the puck need from Black Annis?
I need a plant. Radogia argentia.
So go find it. Black Annis has no plants in the bower except for some moss.
Radogia argentia is extinct. I need you to work magic with me to restore some.
So, the puck wants to perform restoration magic on a dead plant. So a dead plant will perform restoration magic on a dead person?
That's the short and long, yes.
Can Black Annis finish the tea party?
Kinda on the clock here, B.A. I'll make it up to you.
Fine. The puck owes Black Annis big time.
Yes, yes, a thousand pardons. You know I'm good for it. Hurry! We need to get to the Andes Mountains in Peru. I've found a circular bird's nest that should be large enough.
Agnes finds this bird's nest suspiciously convenient.
Don't look a gift avian in the beak, I always say.
It's windy and cold here. Black Annis does not like windy and cold.
Yes, only cool and dank for you, dearie. This way, if we can find a fossilized plant, we can recreate it.
Black Annis should have brought Winston. Winston tells the best jokes. Black Annis would stay entertained.
Maybe I'll pay you back for this by getting you an iPhone. Instagram would love you, I'm sure.
Black Annis does not know this Instagram. But Black Annis doubts the puck would be right. Very few love Black Annis.
I'm sure that's not true.
Black Annis knows that Black Annis is not popular. Morgan and Mara were always much more popular.
Popularity and power are inversely proportional. If one is wise enough to be powerful, one is wise enough to not make one's power well known.
Of course the pup thinks so. Black Anna supposes this is what the Puck tells Puck self when this one seems weak. That the Puck is secretly very powerful. But it's a secret! Shh!
Perhaps I even have you fooled, my Sapphire.
Such a thing is possible, but Black Anna doubts it.
As in all things, the true power lies just out of sight, just behind the throne.
Not when Bodon is on the throne.
No, of course not. Forgive my heresy.
Although, Bodon has yet to recover from Hinsbrunner. Bodon is not yet all-powerful.
Also true, and so we should help him recover, yes?
Perhaps. Black Annis would not suggest anything else.
No, no. Of course not. We certainly wouldn't entertain treason. I obviously wasn't suggesting it.
Obviously.
Though, it would be a shame if McKenna Thorne discovered his weakness. She might use it against him. If she learned the secrets that are locked inside her head, she could even bind him again. Prevent the wild hunt. And we definitely do not want that.
No! Black Annis and the Puck are loyal to Vodon and the wild hunt. And so Black Annis and the Puck would be very sad if the halfling prevented the plan. Very sad indeed.
We might even cry.
Black Annis would shed multiple tears. Far more than one. Maybe three or four even.
Wait. It's here. Far in the earth beneath us. We must call to it with the old magic. Call to the earth to grow it and provide it life.
Shh. Black Annis is calling to the earth.
Most excellent. Thank you, my Azure Delight. You have been most helpful. Perhaps Robin will save his own skin after...
Black Anna does not like that sound. This one's magic has attracted the local creatures.
My magic? We both had a very clear hand in...
Ah! What is that?
Shit. A pish taco. Peruvian boogeyman that eats fat. I do not have time for a fight. If Alfred O'Toole dies, we need to run. Now!
The monster taco is gaining on us!
Of course, chased by a fat-eating monster, and I'm with the scraggliest person I know.
What?
Nothing, cousin. And it's a pish taco. Hurry, the nest is just ahead.
Black Annis could easily best this monster in a fight if the Puck were not in such a hurry. Black Annis is no coward. It's this one's fault.
Yes, yes, Robin's to blame. I shan't argue. I'm off to the hospital. I'll see you again soon. We should talk more about the leadership situation. Never fear. Robin Goodfellow is here to set right what he... This is not the hospital.
No. It is not where you meant to go. It is, however, where you are meant to be.
Vodon, you hijacked my step sideways?
Oh, we need to have a chat, Mr. Goodfellow.
Don't believe what she says. All lies. I would never betray you.
Who are you even talking about? Who is he talking about?
Oh. Huh. Boy, did I just misread the room.
We need to talk about Alfred O'Toole and Shaylee. I know what happened.
Nothing happened that can't be fixed, but I am on the clock.
McKenna can bring Shaylee back. She's done it before, after all. But O'Toole is a human. If he dies, he most certainly cannot be present for the wild hunt. This would upend all my plans. You even knew this before you stabbed him. And yet... You stabbed him.
But, my lord...
Wait! I need to get more comfortable. Go on, then. This ought to be a perfectly logical explanation.
Yes, I did stab him. by accident.
Robin Goodfellow is a master fencer. He stabs nothing by accident.
But he shot me! I'm still bleeding, I think. Yep, that's my blood. Still dripping on the ground.
So, you were delirious from blood loss?
Not exactly. But it really, really hurt.
Oh, I'm sure it stung quite a bit.
Have you ever been shot with a shotgun, my lord?
Only once. I usually turn the wheel before the humans get that far.
Well, I'm sure you remember how painful it was, given that you just relived millions of years of memories.
If O'Toole dies...
I can fix it. I have procured a rare plant that can heal him, but I must hurry.
By all means, do not let me stop you. But Mr. Goodfellow, when you're done, we're going to have a conversation. A much longer conversation.
Yes, of course. Hey, it's still early enough. Have you ever been to a Major League Baseball game? I have amazing seats.
Go.
Yes, right, going. Arrivederci. Move aside.
Robin, get away from him.
We don't have time to argue.
How did you even know which room we were in?
No time to explain. He's still alive?
Barely. You're lucky. But they're not sure he's going to make it.
Then move aside. I'll heal him.
As if we would believe you.
You're the reason he's here in the first place.
Do you think I don't know that? I've already told you that I didn't mean to hurt him. Much.
Why would we ever trust you?
When you came to my alley, you told me that you trust me. That if I make a deal, it's binding.
So, are you offering to make a deal?
If that's what it'll take to get you to trust me, then yes, time is short here.
And I'm guessing your ass is on the line. Vodon's pissed that Alfie might die, isn't he? He's kept us all alive so far.
I promise you that I have no ill intentions towards Alfred O'Toole. I only want to save his life.
And your own.
Well, yes.
I don't trust him. I don't care what he says. They're just words.
Not if he makes a pact. So deal, good fellow. Make me an offer.
I just told you that I want to save him.
That's not a deal.
Ah! You are an impossible fool. He will die while we bicker.
Make me an offer.
Fine. Fine. What is it you want?
A favor.
Oh, you can't be serious.
You heard her.
She wants a favor.
And you're willing to let him die if I don't agree.
One, I don't trust that you even want to help him. And two, dude, you should see how nervous you look right now. You are legit terrified. There's no way owing me a favor is scarier than him.
You will regret this, McKenna Thorne.
Fuck you.
Yes! You win. Robin Goodfellow agrees to be bound to McKenna Thorne for one favor.
How are those cherries?
What?
Did you just eat the pits?
What's happening? Wait! Where's Alfred?
Right here, asshole.
I don't... Where's the hospital?
There was never a hospital, Robin.
That was my idea. Figured it would give you a sense of urgency to make the bargain.
And it worked. You were very easy to manipulate.
What's going on here? How did I get back here?
Back?
Whoa, buddy, that was quite a trip. Never even left.
Impossible. Peru! Pradogia Argentia! The fish taco!
I told you he didn't say fish taco.
Both of those just sound like nonsense.
I clearly need to make Mexican for dinner sometime.
How? I never drank the milk.
Milk? What milk?
The milk that was here with... with the bread you baked me.
I would never bake anything for you.
Ghost Orchid Potion, remember? You sold it to someone the other day. Powerful hallucinogen. Undetectable. Makes the person highly suggestible.
You sold it to Sam, our friend. We're in her house right now, actually. You've never met her.
So you would not recognize her.
But I never...
Drank it? No. But you put a whole handful of cherries into your mouth, and I injected it into every single one of them.
I'll kill you all.
Isn't that how you got in trouble already? Oh, wait. That was just the hallucination we tricked you into. Good thing you said everything out loud the entire time.
You know what my favorite part was? I know what my favorite part was.
Robin Goodfellow agrees to be bound to McKenna Thorne for one favor.
My favorite part was Alfie shooting him.
No.
Yes, and I'm calling that favor in. Go downstairs, get into the cage, close the door, and never try to escape.
You'll pay for this.
Uh-oh, pretty sure I already did. Those cherries were out of season.
Robin, we'll bring some food down tomorrow. Unless we decide to kill you before that.
I also like the part where I shot him with a shotgun. Can we recreate that part?
We haven't decided what to do with him yet.
No, that's our next order of business. Vodan will eventually realize we have him. We have a lot to figure out before then.
We've established that some monsters need to die. But helpless caged monsters who cannot defend themselves? As desperation grows, lines blur. The end is coming soon, McKenna. Don't give up on what makes you a hero.
Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Sarah Gellner, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Catherine Seaton. Lead writer Chris Burnside. Script editors Megan Burnside and Alexa Fett Fisher. Sound design, score, and original music by Catherine Seaton. Audio production, McKinney Botts, Chris Burnside, and Catherine Seaton. For more on The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.